Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, well, there it is. Yeah, this song. It's the sound that marks the beginning of a weekend, and in this case, a long weekend. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky Time Check 608, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. The answer is always yes. Morning, Pierce. Time to get up. Well, if you have not been paying attention the last couple of days, and Bob was talking a little funny, talking about going to Boston with a car. He's in a park with the car keys. That's where he's at. He's headed up northeast for a few days off, but, I mean, Bob really is king of the vacation. It's true. And he is using his kingmanship or so for the next week or so. But that's all right. Greg Cassidy here. We're going to have a lot of fun. Lots going on. It is Friday. It is a PGIF, as I like to call it. A praise God it's Friday because it's finally here. And some of us have been waiting for this. Of course, long weekend, Labor Day weekend. I don't know. Maybe you can do some shopping. I don't know. Everybody puts furniture on sale and everything else, I guess. So maybe you'll make your rounds and kind of do that kind of thing. What I would love to be able to ask you right now, but I can't because of legalese, I would love to ask you if you have mentally prepared yourselves for the upcoming sports events of a fall sport that is kicking off in this particular community tomorrow with the Gators, and ask if you have prepared yourself for this aforementioned sport. However, if I use those certain six words in a row that are in a certain song by Bocephus and copyrighted and probably owned by a certain network which carries and has carried that particular sport over the years, it can mean financial disaster for both the Sky and me personally. And I don't look good in an orange jumpsuit. So I hope that you are prepared because, yeah, Gator's going to be playing tomorrow night. Everything's getting ready there in Midtown. I mean, you know, the tents will be up. Folks getting ready for the Gator Walk, that whole kind of thing. I hope nobody is, like, not paying attention and thought to themselves, hey, you know, it's a long holiday weekend. Why don't I go get a hotel somewhere near, I don't know, Gainesville? Oh, good luck with that. Good luck with that. So that's what's going on. Gators playing. Long Island. I don't know why we always put that extra E and D in there, but nobody wants ED. That's just not a good thing. So here we are. There are lots of serious things going on. There are lots of non-serious things going on. We will maybe do our best to cover a lot of those. Coming up 8:05 this morning, good friend of the Bob Rose Show, Tim Martin. Of course, you may know him as the mayor of Newberry, Alachua County Republican Committee, going to be coming in to talk about black tie blue jeans because there is an additional guest that has been booked for that night. And I am sworn to secrecy, even though I don't swear much or really at all. But he'll be in at 8:05 to kind of fill us in on that. You know, when it comes to lefty, and I use the term very loosely here, leadership, we talk about people like Gavin Newsom, and we think of him and his role as the governor out in California. Did you also realize, because he likes to hear himself, he's also a podcaster. He really is. And here's something that he is really pushing right now. And while it really shouldn't surprise us, because anytime that Donald Trump says something, whether it's just an off-the-cuff comment, whether he's trying to poke the bear a little bit and toss some red meat out there for the lefties to really tear into, you know, he's made that reference of running in 2028. He hasn't said he wants to or is going to, but the hats are out there. And people are buying them, and people are wearing them. Well, apparently, a bunch of folks have sent them to Gavin Newsom. And that has just kind of stirred him up. Now, first off, we know that if anybody wants to be president next time around, it's Gavin Newsom. It's not Donald Trump. You got Pritzker over there in Illinois. He'll be vying for that position. But here's what Gavin Newsom says. I don't think Donald Trump wants another election. Meaning that in reality, well, I started to say in reality, Newsom thinks that Trump will just somehow get rid of the election. Come on, really? And I don't even think that Gavin Newsom believes that. Well, quite frankly, I don't believe that the lefties really believe most of the things they say. They just want to stir the pot and have some material to use against Donald Trump and conservatives and Republicans. You think for a second he wants that? I've got two dozen Trump 2028 hats his folks keep sending me. And so the folks from Politico are like, so you think he's going to run again? Newsom says, don't give me that. Who spends $200 million on a ballroom at their home and then leaves the house? I mean, talk about a stretch. Of course, we know Donald Trump wants to build this massively beautiful ballroom because, quite frankly, the White House, compared to a lot of other homes of leadership or places of leadership around the world, isn't all that fancy in comparison in some respects. He really wants something that's a very grand ballroom. So when folks come and they're having these big events at the White House, it's going to be really impressive. I think that's a good idea. Now, the whole thing of who spends $200 million at their home and then leaves the house, Newsom's phrasing things very particular to give a certain impression. Donald Trump knows the White House isn't his house. Donald Trump has houses that are probably nicer than the White House, if you want to really get down to it. He also hopes to build this ballroom using donated funds, not going to be using tax dollars. So he did say, the president, when pushed on it, well, what if nobody donates? Are you going to do it yourself? Are you going to write the check? And Donald Trump basically kind of said, well, if I have to, I will. I just want this project done. So, you know, Newsom's going, no, this guy doesn't believe in free, fair elections. He tried to wreck this country. Were you there January 6th? They always have to go there. Were you there January 6th? That would have been the day that Donald Trump did make reference to marching to the Capitol peacefully. They like to leave that word out. He also had suggested and offered to Nancy Pelosi, who's the one in charge of security there, whether or not National Guard would be a good usage and would be a benefit and would be good to have. She turned him down. So while they like to put January 6th flat in the lap of Donald Trump, I would say that there's enough blame to go around that a lot of it still comes back to Nancy Pelosi. But that's just another perspective. Hey, we are glad you are part of the show. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. And again, lots to talk about. Tim Martin going to be on the show a little bit later on. We will cover the headlines. And I don't know, it's Friday. It's a long weekend. We'll do whatever the heck we want because, hey, there's no bosses in the building right now. And I'm in charge. I don't know, maybe that's a scary thought. 616, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And here we are. Yeah, it's a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. And if by chance you maybe feel at some point over the days while he's gone a little Bob Rose withdrawal, you don't have to miss out. No, you can search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, catch up on all the episodes that maybe you missed, every hour, every highlight, every melodious word from Bob Rose mind. That's right. Whatever works for you. Find it now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, Greg Cassidy here. It is kind of a good-looking Friday. I know. We've heard the forecast. Chance of rain. I know. Let's see. End of August, Florida, chance of rain. Okay, that's that headline there for you. You know, we always get the bad news that's in the headlines. So it's kind of nice when you actually see some good news, too. And a loved one that I saw this morning, U.S. economy surges past expectations as spending and investment soar. Hey, that sounds like a winning economy under a winning president. What do you think? Says the U.S. economy expanded faster than they had estimated back in the spring. Americans actually spent more freely. Gotta love that. Business stepped up. Investment, according to the revised data, our GDP rose at 3.3% annualized rate in the second quarter, up from, I guess they were guessing it was going to be a 3, so that's good there. What were we buying? Let's see, healthcare. Okay, that's important. You want to stay healthy, pharmaceuticals, and dining out, which has gotten really pricey lately. Companies bought more things like equipment, intellectual property. Business investment was driven by stronger outlays in software, research and development, light trucks, commercial structures. Okay, so listen to, I mean, it's easy to have your eyes glaze over if maybe you're not in business or you don't own a business. But listen carefully and kind of dissect here what business or businesses are buying. Software means they're expanding. They're updating things. There's a lot of work going on. Research and development, that means they're coming out with new products. That means there's new things going to be on the market for us to buy. It means more people working to build and develop and design these products. Light trucks, which means that businesses which use trucks, hey, they're expanding, they're growing, they're replacing the older ones, which means that helps the auto industry, that helps all the suppliers. All that just kind of trickles down. And commercial structures, again, that means businesses are expanding, we're hiring more people, we need more space. That is all good stuff. But you won't necessarily hear that line just everywhere, or that description of our economy. They will throw some numbers out on the left. They don't want it to look good for Donald Trump. I mean, they just don't. That is the reality of things. But such is the case. Love to see that. Hey, you know, it would be a miss, I guess, if I didn't mention kind of a commemorative, not commemorative, but something that happened on this day a long time ago. Because, you know, we're still, you know, in hurricane season. You know, we've been very fortunate this year. Does it seem possible that it was 20 years ago today Katrina hit New Orleans? Now, a few days earlier, it actually, you know, gone across, I guess, the southern tip of Florida, went through the Gulf, went up to New Orleans, depending on where you're from. And it's hard to imagine because of the devastation that was there. That actually was like the third most powerful storm of the season. It wasn't the big one. But you got to remember, you're talking about New Orleans and those suburbs. That city is 6 feet below sea level. Think about that. We don't always, you know, we think about cities that are on the beach or the coast. Yeah, there's the beach and then there's the city. Houston, Texas, again, another city. It's actually below sea level. And so you had that thing hit and you lost levees and, you know, just widespread flooding. It was awful. There were like 50 failures just in the levee system alone. So when you've got that kind of a surge coming in, you've got that kind of a storm coming in, I mean, 80% of the city itself, think about that number, 80% of the city was flooded up to the rooftops of many homes and small buildings. I mean, coming from St. Louis because of the Mississippi River, Merrimack River, and everything that flows into that, I was raised around flooding. But it's usually, you know, except for the big ones like back in 93 where you had, you know, miles of water sitting. Usually that kind of flooding is not like this. It was just that surge that came in. The water's backing up. You know, you had everybody getting who didn't leave. And close to a couple hundred thousand people didn't leave. I don't know if they thought, okay, I'm just going to, you know, ride this storm out. No copyright infringement on that song, please. Or did they think that it's not really going to be that big? Were they just complacent? I mean, how many times, you know, in Florida? Now, again, we're in this north central part of the state. We're not as concerned as folks who maybe live, you know, St. Pete, Tampa, whatever. You know, you get close to the water. We know that it's probably not going to be as bad. But even we build in that complacency, I think, after a while. And maybe some of those folks did. Plus, you got to consider, too, we're talking about the city of New Orleans. You got a lot of poor folks. They had nowhere to go. They had no place to go to. I mean, and maybe not even a good way to get where they would want to go if there was a place they could go. And so then they all ended up in the Superdome. I mean, there was that debacle. You had fake news out about murders happening and all these kind of things that just were not true. But then again, that was not a good place to be after a while. And so then they were shipping people. I remember seeing watching the news at the time. And again, remember, friends, this is 20 years ago. And you had them getting on buses and traveling to Houston, Texas to go to the Astrodome. You know, I mean, so just it was an amazing time, a crazy time. But just, man, as you're kind of looking back on history, about 1,800 people actually lost their lives. And about $150 billion of damage. And they were talking about businesses, private property, everything. I mean, it was just an amazing disaster. I mean, probably nothing that big as far as disaster for them since the Depression. You had like, that storm then, of course, went up. You had tornadoes in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, even Pennsylvania and Virginia. I mean, it was just awful. And, of course, I think there was a lot of look, too, at that point with our Army Corps of Engineers. They said that even the flood, what was the word? I guess flood control complex, I guess what you'd call it, that was around the city wasn't complete, hadn't been maintained properly. It was insufficient to handle what came their way. When you really think about that, then you kind of start to think about, okay, what other infrastructure in our communities? Because, yeah, that happened to New Orleans, but what could happen anywhere else? You know, whether you are on a coastal city here in Florida, or if you are in an area, again, where I moved from 11 years ago, where people keep rebuilding on the same river that floods their house every 3 or 4 years. And I guess when you look at Florida and the recurring storms and hurricanes and things we've had, then you go down that road of the insurance companies. And that has been its own issue in our state. So should there, maybe this is a question you've got some thoughts on or, you know, want to input on, you can, you know, check in this morning. Certainly 877-W-SKY-TALK. That's 975-9825. After so many times, should you even be allowed, and I know this gets into personal property and the whole thing, but after a while, if you're at a place where, you know, your home has been destroyed 3 times in the same spot in 10 years, I mean, okay, is it common sense that maybe you shouldn't build there anymore? Should there be, well, what are your insurance rates going to do if you keep having this recurring loss? I don't know the answer to it. I just know that it is something to ponder and something to think about because there are places around the country that this is a recurring problem. Don't know. Do I have the answers? Nope. That's way above my pay grade. Hey, we're coming up on 6:28. It is the Bob Rose Show. And Time Check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers with the answers always yes. Greg Cassidy in for, once again, shockingly, the vacationing Bob Rose.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And just like that, here we are. It's PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here, 97.3 The Sky. You know, you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Man, talk about options. You can also tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Because that's one instance where you actually are allowed to be just a little bit bossy. Hey, about 21 away from 7 o'clock, we were talking about Katrina a few minutes ago. In fact, that it's just kind of hard to believe. Because some things feel like they're not as far away as they were, but then sometimes they feel like, oh, wow, you know, that's ancient history. Katrina was 20 years ago today when it actually hit New Orleans. Of course, it had gone through Florida a few days earlier. But anyway, if you got some thoughts on that, Davis, Gainesville, Shorely Skylines, Phil does. And good morning, Phil. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I got a fellow I know from the gym. I go there every other day, to work out.
Sure.
His name is James. He was a major in the Army Reserve, and he was an employee of NASA at the time. Well, Katrina comes along, and he is a Chinook pilot, and he literally told me they dropped millions upon millions of pounds of these big sacks filled with earth to reinforce the levee. And one of his most memorable moments was his chopper was only designed to hold 43 people. He had 77 in it.
Oh, my goodness.
And he evacuated them.
Wow.
When he comes back to NASA, he eventually got an award. It's the highest civilian award NASA can give. And that is usually reserved just for astronauts. So hats off to James, retired Army Reserve Major, who happens to live in the villages. You're a great person. Thank you.
Oh, that is an amazing story. You know, you had so many stories, of heroism coming out of that era from that storm, Katrina, because, again, it was so big, so massive, covered so much land, the flooding, the damage. Face it, there's still places you can go there today, and you can walk down the streets, and there's the rows of what's left of empty homes. They never went back. The people never went back. They never rebuilt them. They never remodeled them. They never cleaned them up. And it's a very strange, almost a surreal kind of feeling, I'm sure, to be there and check that out. Hey, kind of an interesting twist in a story that I was pulling before the show this morning. We've got the problem of illegals, people who are not supposed to be here. And while admittedly sometimes they come in, they kind of integrate and they kind of become part of a local society and they get a local job and whatever, they still never follow through on doing the right thing. They never become a citizen. They're maybe here, maybe even didn't get a visa to come in. They just kind of came across the border. And then they kind of try to stay below the radar. An interesting twist, though, of something that we're dealing with. And, man, and I understand that there's people going to have strong feelings on both sides. Border Patrol agents, here's the headline. Border Patrol agents arrest fire crew members at the Washington wildfire. Now, first off, let's just to clarify, to be really specific, they didn't come in and grab these guys while they are literally out there with a shovel trying to throw dirt on the fire. They were actually about a mile away or so from where in a staging area where the fire was actually going on. But apparently, according to one of the crew members that led the crews, when some of the guys were in town, making a food run or whatever, they saw a black vehicle that they had seen behind them. And it seemed to be showing up several places that they were, and including back at the camp when they got there. And so this particular crew was actually chopping up lumber. That's what they were doing. They weren't actually putting out the fire themselves. It's a part of that Bear Gulch fire line. So apparently 20 of the contract workers were Mexican. Nothing wrong with that. They carried work visas. They had passports. But two of them were arrested on suspicion of being in the U.S. illegally. Now, the governor there, Bob Ferguson, not happy about it. Says he's deeply concerned about the situation, that, you know, these two guys are out there helping fight fires in Washington State. And so you got a kind of a weird little thing going on here of like, okay, you got locals going, hey, these guys are heroes. And you've got the feds going, these two guys aren't even supposed to be in our country. So apparently the contracts with a couple of the firefighting companies have been terminated, basically. That's according to Customs and Border Protection. Says the them doing their job in this instance, enforcing the laws, taking these two into custody, did not interfere with firefighting operations at all or the response of any active fires in the area, and it did not pose any danger to the surrounding community. I think that is an important point, that if I were them as well, I would want to make sure that everybody kind of knew that, because, you know, face it, again, if you just see it on the surface and you know how the left is going to twist it, Donald Trump is pulling firemen trying to save American lives, actually pulling them out and trying to send them out of the country. Evil, evil racist, doesn't like brown people, mean Donald Trump. But that's what's really going on. So, folks, you know, you're talking about it at the water cooler today and it kind of pops up. That's kind of what is going on there. Of course, locally, we're all talking about Gator football this weekend. That's what we're excited about, and a long weekend on top of it. Does it get any better than that? 6:45, it's the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky. And just like that, it's Friday. It's a PGIF. And praise God it's Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show and 97.3 The Sky. I'm Greg Cassidy. We are at 6:48 now, 12 away from 7 o'clock. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So it's off to a decent start. We're not seeing any of those thunderstorms they keep warning us about. But, hey, again, you know, end of August and Florida, thunderstorms, right? Of course, a lot of our top stories have to do, one, locally, Gator football, but also U.S. economy up in some sectors. That is good news for us. Always love to see that. Of course, Donald Trump still trying to make America safe again. And J.D. Vance actually kind of jumped on something, the VP, that actually some of us might have seen if you're on the Book of Faces, because I love a good meme. And I saw that there were a few varieties of what he actually had to say that were showing up in memes this week. Vance said Democrats are going as far as mocking violent crime problems in cities across the U.S., because Trump is looking to step in and help local law enforcement make communities safer. Literally, here's the scenario. You've got Democrats trying to find ways to make crime look okay because they don't want Donald Trump messing with it. Seriously, Vance said, is Milwaukee a super safe city right now? It's got crime problems. It's a beautiful city. A lot of incredible, hardworking people who live there. But be honest, Milwaukee has had some crime problems. Chicago, a lot of crime problems. But yet you look around the country here, you've got mayors, you've got governors. They're more mad at Donald Trump trying to help them out than they are about their own local residents who are getting mugged, raped, carjacked, killed. Pick your crime. It happens every day. And a lot of the cities that Donald Trump has talked about are some of the worst. It just doesn't make any sense that they would somehow defend that. Was it that rascally Raskin said, oh, we've always had crime? Yeah, and somehow that makes it either one, okay, or two, you don't mind? Or three, you can just keep having crime and it's not a big deal? I mean, where is the logic in that line of thinking? So literally, Vance noted, Trump has forced Democrats to support crime by opposing his crime-cutting efforts in Washington, D.C. Now, Bob mentioned yesterday that the mayor there actually has kind of turned around on that and says that, yeah, we've had huge reductions in carjackings. In just 20 days, it has made a difference. So that is good. You know, we've joked years ago, not related to this crime thing, but basically, anything that Donald Trump would do that is good. If Donald Trump cured cancer tomorrow, you'd have people protesting, get your hands off our cancer. I mean, we joke about it, but now we're seeing it in a situation as serious as crime, as serious as theft, murder, carjackings, and yet somehow they're coming out and defending it. Now, Vance's line was, if Donald Trump came out tomorrow and said he really likes puppies, you'd have AOC come out saying, puppies are terrible. So I don't know. It is an interesting scenario that we're dealing with, because in what other scenario or situation would you have? I get it. It's politics. You're going to be diametrically opposed on two sides of a lot of things. I certainly get that. But when you've got someone as strong as this president is, who's as pro-law enforcement, pro-cop, pro-safe, pro-America, hello, as opposed to these lefty, socialist, commie, fill-in-the-blank, whatever, that we're dealing with in the Democrat Party these days, it's kind of obvious who's on our side. Our side not meaning a political party. Our side meaning red-blooded Americans who do love our country. I know sometimes I'll be driving around and I see these people with certain bumper stickers on their car, and I have to pull up and look at them. I'm not staring them down. I just want to see what kind of idiot has been brainwashed to believe whatever. You know, feel the burn. Yeah, let's bring in socialist Bernie Sanders. Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, just so many things that are opposed from right to left in our society these days, in our country. Now, here's an irony. I was talking about Newsom earlier, because on his podcast, he's like blasting Donald Trump. Shocking, I know. But here's an interesting twist, where at least the mayor there in D.C. has kind of come around and says, yeah, it's making a difference. Governor Newsom announced his own, quote, crime suppression teams around the state after Donald Trump floated the idea of sending in troops again. Now, they're still mad over the last time that Donald Trump brought in the National Guard to keep things safe after, you know, the riots and the things that were going on there having to do with the deportations. They were mad at him over that. So here we go. So here, interesting timing. Trump signed an executive order, I guess that was on Monday, and basically telling the Pentagon, look, you need to train some National Guard troops. They need to understand how to enforce federal law, be ready for rapid deployment anywhere in the country. And there's some cities that he's talked about, Chicago, Baltimore, New York, San Francisco, that need some cleanup operations going on. That's Monday. Within 3 days, Newsom holds a press conference bashing Trump for undermining Democrat-run cities, but then offers a version of his own of these crime suppression teams. Now, wait a minute. If you don't have a problem, as in crime, homeless, druggies living on the street, all the things that happen in the cities in California, Democrat run, I might add, if those aren't problems, and you don't want the president to do anything about those, air quotes, problems that don't exist, then why do you need to have your crime suppression teams to have a little cleanup effort on your own? So you've got California Highway Patrol, local law enforcement in San Diego, L.A., Central Valley, Sacramento, San Francisco Bay Area, all kind of getting together, being a part of this whole group. And here's an interesting thing that they're going to do. They're going to focus on areas where crime is the worst. What a brilliant idea, Gavin Newsom. Did you get that from Donald Trump? Anyway, you've got that side of the coin going on. You turn it over, and California is still suing Trump, the administration, I guess, technically, over that June deployment when the National Guard came in to kind of tap down the violent anti-deportation riots that were going on in L.A. It's like they want to have it every way possible. We want to sue Donald Trump for helping us in the past. We don't want Donald Trump to help us in the future. We don't want to acknowledge that there's a problem. But if there were a problem, well, we would have these little crime suppression teams pulling in state and local law enforcement from all over the place to make sure that they took care of the problems that don't exist that Donald Trump is concerned about. Could it get any more twisted? But see, that is just like I'm talking with, you know, about the VP and the position that the president has put the Democrats in. They don't know what to do. Bad man, bad Donald Trump, orange man, let's sue him, let's threaten him, let's, hey, you know, Pritzker, don't come to Illinois, don't come to Chicago. And we'll get into more of that in the next hour or so, probably, because he's, you know, still out there rattling his trap on some stupid stuff like that. So it's kind of like, well, they don't know how to handle it. They don't want his help, because if they take his help, it acknowledges a couple of things. One, that there's a problem. Two, they've not been able to handle it on their own. Or three, they just didn't bother to handle it on their own. I mean, why does Gavin Newsom need crime suppression units now? Why didn't he need them 2 weeks ago before the president was talking to the Pentagon? Why didn't he need them, I don't know, let's say during the Biden administration? Was there no crime in L.A. or San Francisco? Was California this crime-free, you know, utopia? No. They just haven't acknowledged it and haven't taken the time to deal with it. But now Donald Trump steps up, and now they've got to either respond. But again, it acknowledges their failure. They still want to threaten the president, and they still want to sue him for helping before. Is that more than a little convoluted? Very confusing. Hey, we are coming up on 6:58. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. Don't forget, coming up a little bit, I guess a little bit after 8, Tim Martin's going to be on the show. Lots going on today, and we'll talk about it next. 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.